I wanted to offer this possibility of small groups, of getting into some smaller groups and describing something of your experience, doing a kind of a self-reporting, describing something of what's happening for you this week, something you've noticed. It can be a simple thing, a small thing. Somebody this morning talked about, just in the little break, what happened for them while they were watching their puppy play. I mean, these simple, ordinary things, seeing how we relate to them, even though they seem so small or so simple. The fact of how we witness it is not trivial. So that to the understandings that can arise when we notice how we are in relationship to a puppy dog playing can have vast repercussions through how we witness a deeper suffering in the world. So not to be dismissive of these really, the smaller things that might happen. And so, it doesn't have to be some big thing that you're seeing, but just maybe some small shift, in a way, looking at, how does wisdom work? We might see some small shift of a different kind of relationship and what we've learned from that, what we've learned from watching our minds this week. So we're going to try this, see how it goes. I guess I'll say that if you prefer not to participate in this, you could drop out for about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, come back in later. But I'm going to put you into groups of, I think, three is what I'll go for. Maybe a couple groups of two. So groups of three, and then, take about 2 minutes or so to just describe some aspect of what you have learned. And remembering, the story is not the key. You can give just a little bit of context. Like, I was having a conversation with my partner. We were having a conversation about something that was charged. That's enough. You don't need to go into the details about what was happening and the details of what they said and did. It's like we were having a charged conversation. What I noticed was frustration and anger arising, and recognized that I was about to blurt something out, and I noticed that and didn't say anything. That allowed me then to say something more skillfully, something like that. You don't have to say the details, and I'd encourage you not to say the details, actually. It protects your privacy, and it also gets right to the core of what we're looking at, is how we are in relationship to experience, not all the story around it. So we don't have a lot of time, let's see, but any questions about this?